Hey, you're listening to A Side Quest, a video games podcast for people too busy to play video games, and I'm Dave Rupert.
And I'm Yan Huang.
And today, it might be the most people too busy to play video games episode ever. I just got done like eliminating a virus from my wife's Mac. I put some kids to bed, did some workouts. Yan, stand-up spoiler, I didn't really play video games. How are you?
I'm good. I was able to get some video games in this week, so
you got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I got some things to talk about. But one of the things that that recently like came up for me was like VR. Like I don't have a VR set, or I don't even have cardboard boxes. But I keep seeing like reviews for VR games, and I don't know if I'm just dodging it on purpose because I don't want to know about it because it would just add to my backlog. But today there was a sale on Humble's website, and I was like, whoa, check out all these VR games that I've never heard about. And some of them look really exciting, like Doom VR, VFR, or Star Trek Bridge Crew. And but then there's other titles like The Last Hope or Super Hot, or even Rick and Morty's Virtual Rickality. I'm like, I have never heard of these games. I have not read any of these reviews. And part of me is kind of wondering, like, you have a VR set. Have you been playing that recently?
No, hard no. I got one of those Windows Mixed Reality headsets because mostly for web VR. I can explain all that later, but I think it's like a very kind of, it's not the full Oculus thing, and I like that you don't have to put sensors around the room. I haven't played it much, and last time I put it on was like in December, because like since December my computer doesn't have Bluetooth because of some Windows update thing, so I don't have, the paddles don't work, you know. I haven't played enough VR, but all of these are kind of on my all of these are, except for Arizona Sunshine. I don't want to play some zombie shooter. But like Star Trek Bridge Crew, I've heard is great. You just like pretend you're on Star Trek and it actually feels pretty sweet. Doom VFR, I just kind of want to for a little bit. Super Hot, I've heard is really great in VR. Rick and Morty looks great. Gorn, I don't know if that's VR, but that looks awesome. I think it is VR. It's just like a combat, like endless combat. Anyway. I want to play more games. I've only played like a few like little demo games or whatever, just because I'm cheap. But I did buy some games, but I just, you know, like I said, my VR rig sort of exploded, so I have to wait for an update from the Windows gods.
Yeah, I still don't know. Like the point of entry when it first came in was a little high. I think it was the Oculus was. I'm not
like
sure.
$600, like to start, yeah. No paddles or something. 400 no paddles.
That's extremely hard entry for me. I think when I saw that, I was like, no, I'll take a pass. I'll just wait it out. And there's just not like a super software right now that I just want to hop in, like I gotta play that. So I mean, unless something like pops up like a Mass Effect game or something, there's just nothing that's grabbing my attention right now.
Yeah, like I guess, do you think about VR? Is there something that I want to do that, but in VR, there's nothing.
No, not really. And here's one thing. I get motion sickness, so I think I'm also worried about like buying this expensive rig and then all of a sudden just, you know, a few minutes in, just feel like real nauseous or something. So I read some reports how people can avoid it, or some people that, like me, that has the symptoms where any little movement would cause some sort of just makes you like feel like you're just constantly spinning. So I don't know if I want to deal with that.
No, I think that's a real risk. I got a little nauseous in some games. It's mostly like due to frame rate, apparently. Like you need like a solid 90 FPS on the device to like not feel sick, and then you and then it's kind of like even just like how you like cut scenes, and it can go bad, I guess is what I'm saying. But I would think most of these like Humble Bundle games have kind of been through the ringer. So I kind of want to try the Star Trek one. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling some Star Trek. But yeah. Hey, you know what we should do? Here's the plan. Well, I'll get this VR thing going again, and we'll have a VR party at my house. And and then if you barf in my office, whatever, we'll clean it up. But then we'll know VR is not for you.
All right, that sounds good.
We'll buy a dumb amount of video games and just try to power through them.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds like a great snow day.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the VR things I've seen, man, are just like you're watching a TV like with people, like it, like I think it was something like you can play like Mario Kart like in VR, but you're just like sitting in a living room with a TV, and that just sounds so like not good to me. But maybe it's fine, I don't know. I was thinking, you know, this is way off topic, but my stand-up's gonna be so short, it's fine. On the Windows Mixed Reality, they give you this cool house, like that's your home screen, is basically this house, and like you walk around and your house has like a movie theater, you know, and of course a man cave, giant man cave. And I was thinking, like, you know those like Apple like iTunes U sort of things. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, maybe I'd like go to university if I like felt like I was in a university. Does that make sense? Like I'd go to classes if I felt like I was in classes and there are other students around me. That was the only thing I was like, I've been thinking about, like maybe that would be very interesting in VR. It's just kind of like, oh no, maybe like maybe it would feel more, I don't know, just feel real nice to be in a environment like you're familiar with or you remember, surrounded by other people, and then watching like a teaching video or something. I don't know, web conference would be kind of the same thing. Like you're not just like watching it on a YouTube, you're like watching a kind of a VR thing or like a 360 video or something. That might be interesting, right?
Yeah, I can see doing the conference. I'm already doing like Zoom hangouts for conferences, but I think this would be a lot more efficient this way, maybe. I don't know, like, yeah. You talk about like sitting in the college campus, I'm over here picturing my college days just sitting there doodling. So
but that's like part of it, you know, like, mm-hmm. like you have a little pad or something. I don't know. Hey, I tried. Jan, how was your video game week? Did you beat Zelda yet?
All right, so here's my stand-up. I am still, like, have not beat Zelda, but I really want to get this done before March. So, but I have made progress. I'm getting some more shrines and getting some more hearts. The last boss battle was really difficult, so I just need to make sure that I'm not constantly running around, you know, eating rice balls or mushroom skewers all day long. I just want to make sure that I'm powerful enough to beat Ganon. So I got one more. Mm-hmm. So I got one more divine beast to go, and the goal is to finish that this week. And by next week's update, I would like to get ready for Ganon. So there's that part.
Okay.
And also, last week I went to the local game meetup, Huevos Rancheros, and that's here in Austin, Texas, and I tried out a co-op game called Joggernauts. So Joggernauts is a co-op platform party game, and it sounds, and I know that last week you were talking about playing Overcooked. This game kind of has that same feel. You're just you could play up to four players, and everybody is kind of matched a certain color, or assigned a certain color, and party obstacles, like let's say like there's this pole that's in front of you and it's purple, but so you're just these little astronauts running towards these poles, and whatever color is in front of you, your co-op buddies, whoever's purple, let's say purple, has to get in front to clear the path for you. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's like a I don't know, sequential matching, but like multiplayer.
Yes, absolutely. And there's like the meta of the game is picking up orbs and collecting points and collecting trophies. And there's just they're gonna be, it was a lot of fun just seeing people like scream switch, 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 you know, and it was just complete madness. And I could see this game being like like a fun like game night with some of your friends. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Enns on Twitter. Chris is a friend. He does podcasts, and he edits my other podcast, Shop Talk Show. But he was saying about Overcooked. He got it, and he plays it with his family, and they're loving it. Like they, you know, he has like a 5-year-old, I think, and so they're loving it. They're having fun. Even the 5-year-old can play. But it's also like causing a lot of yelling. And I just was like, that's like what you want, right? Like a little bit of I don't know. A little bit of holiday family Monopoly game with your family, you know?
Yeah, like yelling isn't just for getting in trouble. Yelling can also be a fun thing to do with your family.
I don't know if you were there or not, but some of the best like times I've had was playing what's that game? The Space Quest, is that right? Where like you're like jiggle the tribble or like flip the dip or whatever. Like you're just yelling commands at like. Like it's like a 4-person phone game.
Yeah.
It's called Space. What is it? Space. Oh,
I can't remember it, but it was actually brought up in the recent
not
talk.
Space Quest. It's called Space Team. That's it. Space Team. It's like a 4-player game or so. I think you can have more, but you just basically like yell out commands to your coworkers or like on this ship. And it's just nonsense words, but like, it's so fun. And part of the fun is just cause you're yelling at people. Yeah. I like it.
we definitely need to get together and play that scene.
All right. Oh man, our backlog to like hang out is getting larger, dude. But that's okay. We'll get through it. That's part of the mission of the podcast. Speaking of missions, I failed totally. I did not do much video gaming outside of Overwatch this week. I played Celeste a little bit more. Maybe like cleared one more map, but I basically like just played it till my fingers hurt, which is pretty soon. But like just maybe one night, and then I don't know. I've just been reading and doing other stuff. So, and like I said, like between like workouts and kids and sitting and Overwatch and watching Overwatch League, which is a whole other hobby I picked up. I just haven't done much, so I don't know what to tell you. I think I don't know. This week, I don't know. I think I'm just going to try to keep doing Celeste because I really like it. But I don't know if you saw Night in the Woods came out for Switch.
Yes, I saw that, and I've been very excited about that.
That's like, all I want to do is play that game, you know? I don't know. So maybe I'll bail on Celeste. I don't know. I should beat Celeste, and that as my reward, I will get Night in the Woods. Does that sound right?
That sounds right, and that sounds good. Like that's the whole reason why I want to finish Zelda, so I can go back to like my 3DS and play Metroid. So that's just powering through these backlog is the entire go.
All right, we'll get through it. We'll get through it, and yeah. All right, you got one more Divine Beast, huh? And then it's on to Ganon. Ooh, exciting! It's
gonna happen, excited. Folks.
All right, we're going to hit that February deadline. The 1-year Switchiversary beating Zelda.
So. Oh, it'll be like the greatest day ever.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening, downloading this in your podcast of choice. Be sure to star, heart, favorite it up. That's how people find out about the show. You can follow us on Twitter, aside_quest, and send us your video game recommendations. What do we got to play? We really appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. And Jan, you got anything else you'd like to share?
No, I think I'm good. Just trying to power through this.
Okay. And if we get Jan into the VR rig and he barfs, we'll post a video. So thanks everybody. Bye.